Welcome into the Locker Room Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. The Black and Gold falling 51-27 at the hands of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Caesars Superdome. We go to the roof of the dome where our color analyst Deuce McAllister is stationed for the latest health update. What you got, Deuce?
Here's the LCMC health update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. For the Saints, you did lose Chris Olave to a concussion. You also lost Tyrann Mathieu to a forearm injury. Don't know exactly what the injury was for Jonathan Abrams. He was able to come back in. Alante Taylor had a shoulder injury. He was able to come back in. Bud Means, shoulder/hand. He returned back to action, but a lot of guys got banged up a little bit in the physical game, and it'll be a quick turn where you have to come back and play on Thursday night.
Things started out rough for this team in the game, falling behind early on. They were able to battle back, but then, man, after halftime, Deuce, not a whole lot good going on for the team. A lot of self-inflicted wounds, you would say. You know, they hurt themselves, and I know you talked about it, too, during the game, just really bad tackling.
Well, bad tackling, and then you talk about offensively, you know, you had some moments, you had some opportunities to put some points on the board, but, you know, you couldn't stop the mistakes, and that was, I think, probably the most critical part about it, just making the simple, or I don't want to call them simple, but just making the mistakes and putting yourself either behind the chains or you're throwing, the interceptions, and so you knew at some point the pressure would kind of get to the rookie. Hopefully he would be able to kind of handle it, but it was probably up and down, but I mean, defensively for a group that has to be elite to give you a shot, yes, they came up with the 3 turnovers for you. That was huge, but you gave up 300 yards passing and almost 300 yards rushing, and so I don't know how many games you're going to win like that. And explosive plays, just in general, explosive plays, your tackling is not very good. Your explosives, you have to lead the league in explosive plays. And, you know, I think they gave up 220 yards of rushing in the second half alone. And I can't say, oh, that was just all in the fourth quarter. Nah, that was in the half, you know, third quarter included.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal, Deuce. You look at the numbers, too. The Buccaneers finish out with 7.9 yards per carry in the run game. You just can't have that going on. How can this Black and Gold squad regroup in a short week now, getting ready for a Denver team that you know where points are going to be a premium, a tough defensive squad as well over there, but you got to get that run game defense fixed up here.
Well, you got to tackle. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It'll help, you know, if you can get Pete Warner back. You did get Willie Gay back, but, I mean, you've got to tackle. And so whether you're talking interior, whether you're talking linebackers, being able to put a safety in there, man, you've got to figure it out, because if you can't tackle in this league, obviously you can't win, because teams, they're going to just say, hey, look, we can run the ball. We feel like we can run the ball completely to you.
Overall, looking at Spencer Rattler's day, his first start, 22 of 40 passing, 243 yards, had a touchdown but 2 interceptions. Overall for you, Deuce, your impressions of the rookie's first get at it?
By what you expect. I mean, he's just got to learn to be comfortable in that pocket, and it's easy to say from up here, I'm not getting hit. I mean, but that's exactly what you're going to get on Thursday. It won't be much. You can change team numbers and players, but it'll be the same type of looks. It's going to be 5. I'm going to send 6 to you. You know, the Saints, they did a good job of moving the pocket, and, you know, once Tampa kind of adjusted to that movement type stuff, they were able to bring the pressure and, you know, made your quarterback feel uncomfortable. I mean, but even – when he was able to hit some of the receivers down the field, you know, you had the fumble by Olave, and then you had the fumble where they called it a non-catch by Bud Means. You were driving. You were driving down the field. But, I mean, one of them ended up being 7 for the defense where they scoop and score, and then Bud Means, they end up calling it incomplete. But guess what? It took you out of field goal range because you had a face masking penalty. And so now you take 3 points off of the board.
And, Deuce, what's your advice for this team right now? Obviously, you've lost 4 in a row now. You got a super short week. You got a ton of injuries you're dealing with. I know we've talked about this before, though. Nobody cares, but what does this team have to do to prepare for the Denver Broncos now in just a couple days?
Well, you're going to, one, you got to look at his film a couple times, and then you want to go and look at what Denver is doing not only today but the past couple of weeks to try to figure out, all right, how can we get these guys ready to play? And you know, nobody's going to feel sorry for you. It's an opportunity for you to look in the mirror and figure out, all right, how can I help myself and how can I help my team?
Deuce, great call from you and Mike today. Always appreciate it. Have a good one. Be talking to you on Thursday.
Appreciate it.